Hello guys, so I've been away, I've been MIA for a very long time actually, and I still don't feel like I'm at a place where I have anything to offer. But I find that this, like, just talking to my phone at the end of the day, it being like you guys, is something I really enjoy, and I've kind of shied away from that for a very long time. And you would think that with all the positive things happening, and you know, that I would be more consistent, or at least I thought that once this and this and that is in place, then I would be the best, you know, I would be top notch, you know, my walk with God would be so much nicer, I would be up to the task when it comes to podcasting and all that. But I've kind of found that it's not gone exactly as I've envisioned it. And tonight I'm going to be talking about false positives. Now this is very impromptu. I don't really know if I'm going to put this up, but I'm just going to talk, and if anyone does get blessed, then thank God. If not, it is what it is. I hope someone does get blessed though. So false positives. As you guys know, I passed my exam, and I bless God for that. And shortly after, I got a job, and my job is very interesting because we deal with people who have infertility issues and are trying to get pregnant. Some people actually already have children, and some people never had children before. But yeah, we get to see different people. They come in, sometimes we do like a natural cycle with them, sometimes we do like IVF or IUI. It's just a pretty cool job in total. And I don't know, I was just thinking about something tonight, and I thought about how today I was doing something called a nurse 3 position. And basically what nurse 3 does is that after they've gone through everything with us, we do a pregnancy test, and we basically get some hormone levels reported back to us by the lab, and we call the patients and tell them these results. I'll get back to you with the full gist in just 1 second. So like I said, you get the result, and so the beta HCG is what this hormone level that we're actually looking at is called. And anything above 5 is usually a good sign. But then we have them come in for 2 different tests, because the first one could come out positive, but then maybe, you know, actually just a false positive. And we have to follow up with them with a second test that has to show positive as well for us to confirm that they're pregnant. And so people get the first positive and they get really excited, and you know, not until they get the second positive before we're like, okay, you're actually pregnant. And then with time, you know, the pregnancy grows, and then in the 7th week they come back for an ultrasound, and then we can actually you know, follow up with them closely on their pregnancy, up to the point where we can't follow them anymore and we send them to maternity centers or to clinic or to the hospital so that they can start, like, you know, prenatal stuff. This might be boring to some people, but I mean, you'll get the gist of it soon. And I was just thinking about life, about this Christian walk, and how excited we get at the very beginning. And I was just thinking, like, are we actually get, you know, pregnant with God's spirit? Or is that just like a false positive, like, vibe we get in the beginning? I don't think it is. Like, when the spirit of God is there, it's there. But why do we sometimes, even after we have been confirmed, like, God's spirit is in us and we have that confirmation, why do we lose sight of the fact that we're pregnant with his spirit? Or did we actually ever genuinely give our lives to him? Did we at some point pick it back up? Or did we just lose focus? I really don't know. Feel free to comment. I don't know if there's a comment section, but, you know, think about this and, you know, just kind of evaluate and see where you are at in your Christian walk and let God guide you. Bye.
Yes, you can lead off.
Can you hear my recording?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. We just started. We just we're 8 minutes into it. I mean, 8 seconds into it. 10 seconds.
What can you hear?
I can hear you talking right now.
Can you hear the recording?
No, I can't hear a recording. I just hear you talking.
This is so weird.
Are you new to Anchor?
Kind of.
All right, well, I'll kick it off before we get into it. We have 15 minutes, so it's your boy Coach White with some real talk. We're going to talk about the topic says false positives. And yep. I'm talking to Voice of Awareness.
Unwavering comfort. Unwavering confidence.
All right, so how long have you been using Anchor?
I haven't really recorded with Anchor. I had a podcast on SoundCloud, so I just kind of synced my podcast to Anchor.
Nice. How long have you been doing podcasts?
I started January of last year.
Nice. So you're a seasoned vet.
Yep.
All right. So did you create this topic, false positive?
Yes, I did.
All right. So I'll let you take over. What do you want to talk about with false positive?
Okay. This is cool. So I was just thinking about my job. And I'm a nurse. I recently got a job at a fertility clinic. And I'm training right now. And I got to train with this position called Nurse 3. So basically what Nurse 3 does is the Nurse 3 calls back all the patients who've come in for like either IVF or an intercourse cycle or an IUI. And we call them back with their pregnancy test basically. And they have to come in for two tests because the first one could be a false positive test, right?
Okay.
So you have to get positive twice to actually be confirmed as pregnant.
So this is definitely not what I was thinking with false positives. The first thing that came to my mind was like, you know, drug screening. But this is good. This is good. My listeners will definitely enjoy this type of knowledge. So how long have you been working in your field?
I would say just under a month because I'm still training, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
I love it. It's very interesting. I work in the OR, so I get to see, we basically collect the eggs from the women and then we collect the sperm, make a baby and put it back. It's pretty cool.
It sounds like you're almost God-ish. playing God. So, I'm sure you're making a lot of people happy that can't have children the traditional way, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So back to the false positive. So if they come in and it is a false positive, what is the next procedure? Like, what is the next step that they would have to do?
They would have to stop all their pregnancy medications and come in to see the doctor when they get their next period.
Okay, so, but is it possible that it could be a false positive, but it's really a positive? Is that, like, something that could happen?
It's possible for you to get, like, a negative on the first test and then come in for the second test and be positive.
Okay. This is fast. I find this to be fascinating. I'm a health and fitness coach, and I'm just getting into neuroplasticity and neuroscience. So this is definitely a good topic for my listeners. Before we go any further, I just want... just because I do have a good amount of listeners that do follow me. I want to be able to plug you so they can find you and know how they can get in touch with you and listen to your podcast.
Okay.
So the name of your podcast is, one more time, I'm sorry.
Voice of Unwavering Confidence.
Okay. And you're on Anchor and what else?
I'm on SoundCloud and I'm on the iPhone podcast app.
Nice. All right. So anybody that's listening to Real Talk with Coach White, they can definitely check you out over there. All right. So back to your field. You're passionate about what you do, huh?
Yeah, I love anything that has to do with fertility, being pregnant, and just babies and pregnancies. I'm all there.
Do you have any children of your own?
Nope.
Is that something that you want down the line?
Definitely.
Nice, nice. So it's good to actually speak to positive people. I really dig this.
I think what may interest you more, you haven't asked me what my podcast is about.
Yeah, let's go down that route. What is your podcast about?
Okay, so my podcast is basically called, like I said earlier, Voice of Unwavering Confidence. And it basically is just supposed to be a platform where I can encourage people from my journey as a Christian to be unwaveringly confident in Christ.
Okay, okay. So do you practice what you preach? I got to ask you that.
I try to.
Okay, that's good.
Nobody's perfect.
I will agree with you. I just had a conversation with a guy about 20 minutes ago, and we came to the agreement that we can both agree to disagree, that we're both not God, so we are going to make mistakes. We're human beings.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how long have you been practicing your faith? Ever since you were born?
I mean, religion-wise, ever since I was born, when I actually believed for myself, probably about only 4 years ago.
All right, there had to be some kind of event that made you actually believe. So care to elaborate on that?
Definitely. So this is very interesting. I like Anchor. So I was born in the church. My dad is a pastor. And I'm Nigerian. And if you're born in the church and you go to church, you automatically think that you're a Christian, right? Because that's what the world thinks. Once you go to church and you do a certain list of things, then that makes you Christian. So I had that mentality for a very long time. I didn't miss any day of church, but then sometimes I would be at the club on Saturday night and make sure that I made it to church on Sunday. And I lived that lifestyle for a very long time until 2014. And basically in that year, I started to develop this very strong desire for a man, to be in a relationship with a guy who loved God, right?
Okay.
And so I got really desperate and I created like a fake Instagram account. I followed this guy I thought was very spiritual and basically got talking with him and got to a point where, I mean, we started Skyping and he started to like me and then I got convicted. And then I realized I had been pursuing a man after God's heart without pursuing God's heart for myself.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, we need to, you know, make things right here. And then I started trying to get to know God for myself and not just being a religious Christian, but actually having a relationship with him, which is essentially what Christianity is about, having a relationship with God.
Okay. Okay. I can dig that. I was born Christian. I was baptized and went through CCD and all of that. I'm a Native American, Italian and Black. So it was a little difficult for me to actually believe the faith. My father mm-hmm. died. My father died April Fool's Day when I was five.
So ridiculous.
It kind of just threw me off with the whole, like, what is the purpose of life? Like, how are you going to take my father away at such an early age, growing up without a father, like that man influence? But luckily, I had good teachers growing up that took me under their wing, you know, gave me that guidance, that male figure. And I played football up until 2002 when I went to college, and then I got shot with a hollow tip 22 that ended my football career. So then I really was questioning, okay, what is the meaning of life? What is God all about? So I went from different religions looking for an answer, you know? So I'm very open when it comes to people and their religious beliefs, because I know between politics and religion, you can always end up in an altercation if you're mm-hmm. not open-minded. So like I say, with my podcast, we do real talk and we talk about anything and everything and we leave no stone unturned. So it's great mm-hmm. to have you come up on here and talk about your belief and it sounded like you had your priorities a little mixed up, and then you rearranged and had your priorities correct. Is that safe to say?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that's always a plus. Now that you have your priorities in line, are you still talking to that same guy, or are you finding other people to talk to?
So I had to kind of cut that off for a while and, take God's word for it, that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. That doesn't mean that you can't put yourself in the radar, but, mm-hmm. Don't be too desperate about it, especially when you're not in relationship with God first. So I did talk to him like once in a while after that, and slowly the relationship kind of faded, like the friendship or whatever. But one thing I always believe in my life is that nothing ever happens by mistake. Everything happens for a reason. And there are some essential lessons that I took from being friends with that person. So it was in that friendship that I realized I had a talent of writing, because I never knew how to confront people or to say things out to people. So I would just write down my thoughts. And so when I started like actually having a relationship with God, I would write down like whatever I thought he was teaching me, but then I'll just read it over and then delete it. So, but I shared this with that guy, and he said to me, keep it, like, you never know, one day you may write a book. And, I did start writing 3 books last year, still uncompleted. Some of the podcast topics have stemmed up from some of the writings. Some of the writings I haven't even, talked about at all,
That's amazing, because I'm the same way. Like, I write, and then I used to just like throw out all my writings, and now it's all about scribing and just journaling and reflecting and going back and looking at the person you're becoming. But I want to ask you one last question, because these are only 15-minute podcasts.
Okay.
I heard you say that you believe God is a he. You believe God is a man?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Because
I believe God is 3-in-1.
All right, 3. Okay, that's a better example. Okay, because yeah. Like I talk to people, and if I had to explain God, I would go back to source energy, and I think God would have to be a woman. this is my sole opinion of me, okay. Coach White, because a few things like Mother Nature. I believe how you treat the earth is how you're going to be treated in life. Same with people. How you treat people is what you're going to get back, and everything does happen for a reason. And there's a greater good in every negative situation. So if something bad happens, definitely. You have to look for the equal or greater good in it. But mm-hmm. I got turned off with the whole thing of God being a man, because I think women are stronger than men, first of all. Women are creators of men. So in my head, like when you just said 3-in-1, I do believe it's like the Omega, the power of Trinity. So... Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we got to do this. We have a few more minutes. Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
No. I actually don't have any questions. I just think this is very cool and very interesting. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, thank you. This is actually your channel, because you created False Positives, and we went from False Positives into religion, which is always a good thing when we can have an open conversation. And yeah. Once again, just let my viewers know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram as well at V_O_U_C. And you can find me on SoundCloud at Voice of Unwavering Confidence, and on iTunes podcast at Voice of Unwavering Confidence, and Anchor at Voice of Unwavering Confidence.
Nice. After we're done with this, I will publish it so my viewers can definitely check you out, and I will definitely favor your channel and keep an eye on you. Maybe down the road we can do another one of these.
Okay, I'll keep an eye for your favorite and then favorite yours as well. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great night.
You as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.